The best healthcare is there in ways big and small. There when we most and least expect it. We may not see it, but we feel it. It lets us know we're not in this alone. Everyone deserves a healthcare partner who never quits. One who's there for what matters. United Healthcare. There for what matters.
It's time to knock some things off your bucket list. First up, travel the world. If you've always wanted to visit Hong Kong or vacation in the Swiss Alps and wondered what it was like, well, Jeanette, Yvette, and Tina got the scoop for you. These jet-setting divas are always at some fun and exotic place experiencing the best of what life has to offer. And each week, they'll tell you all about it. These ladies are always high-flying loads of fun.
Hey, I'm Jeanette.
And I'm Yvette.
I'm Tina, and we are the jet-setting divas. Hey, ladies, what's going
on? Hey, we getting ready to hit the road.
Girl, I can't wait. You know, we've been in the house for about 2 months. It's time for me to get moving. Well, it ain't really 2 months, but you know, hey, I'm ready to go, and I'm packing up, girl. I'm trying to figure out I'm trying to figure out what we finna do.
You know what? The weather has been great. It's been have an unusual warm February going on now. It's time to get up out of the house and go places and do some things. You know, it's crazy.
Right now, and I'm going to DFW, go to the Spirit counter, and I'm gonna find us some tickets. We're going to where y'all want to go?
Let's go to we said we wanted to go to Florida, we're gonna go to Orlando.
Girl, okay, I'm going to Orlando because you know why we've been kind of looking? Because the deal is walk up to the counter, so whatever the price we see, it should be like $40 less.
So let's give the listeners the information. It's the Spirit counter. Tina, what are the hours? Is 7 to 10? Because it changed. You used to could go anytime. So
last time they said international, you buy your tickets international in the morning from 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. And then you have, if you want to get domestic flights, then you have to come from 7 p.m. to 10
p.m. Okay.
And stand in line.
Okay.
Long. But if you have your name, what's on your passport or your ID, your date of birth, but you have to fill out you be ready. So I'm gonna go and I'm gonna check it out because they don't close till 10. So 10 p.m. So I'm gonna check it out and see what flight looks good. And then you just really walk up to the counter and tell them the flight and they'll give you the price. And there you go.
And let's let the listeners know you're gonna go for all of us. So you can go buy tickets for your friends too. So yeah. You're taking a hit. We're gonna have to get you something nice this weekend.
So you don't necessarily have to, like, you know, if you're going in a group or if you're going in a couple, everybody don't have to be there. You can purchase the tickets for your travel partners.
Yeah, because it's almost like you're online. You know, when you go online, mm-hmm. I can book tickets for all of us, pay for it on whatever site. So you just go in there. You just have to make sure you have the right date of birth and name mm-hmm. because you can't change anything.
What about the TSA number?
So what I've done in the past is
preach it.
It takes a long time, so I'll just go without putting in all of that.
Okay.
But before you check in, or you can,
I'll
give y'all the 6-digit confirmation code, mm-hmm. and you go to the app, add it to your.
We traveled to Atlanta together, and I went in later and put my TSA information on there. And then one good thing too is we all get to sit together. We book our tickets together.
Yeah, true.
We get to buy tickets for, say $60 each. That's $180 worth of tickets for three people mm-hmm. round trip from Dallas to Orlando and back. I mean, that's a steal.
And it's a $60, over $60 savings for all of us. So that's, mm-hmm. it's worth it.
Pay $180 for one ticket. Some people, you know, $200.
Yeah,
$100. You know, possibly. You know, with that savings, that's like, you know, at least 65%.
Nice.
There are a lot of cheap tickets out there. You just have to do your research and go and find, you know, places that you can go. Just, you know, don't even base it off of I want to go here. just base it off of, I can afford this ticket and go there if you've never been there, or if you just want to go again, you know, just do it, you know.
And this is going to be a good idea, because you remember I told you guys, you do these Marriott vacations. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And they send them to you in the mail. I'm pretty sure everybody throws them away. But it says, if you want to try our resort or villa, you know, for $199 or $99 or $299 for 3 nights, you know, 4 days, you know, just come. All you got to do is go to a 1 hour session. People throw that away, but these are some kind of, sometimes they're really, really nice. Sometimes they're okay. Mm-hmm. A lot of times they're off the beach, private property, food included, you know, sometimes you have to buy your food, but just think about it, for 3 nights for free, for what
right.
For two, maybe a $199.
Mm-hmm. I did that last year with Hilton, and it was a nice place that I was stayed at. It was just a really affordable trip. So for people who are on a budget, this is the way to go. Fly Spirit, do the deal, so you get 3 nights.
Because people don't buy
time. $199.
Yeah, because people don't buy timeshares anymore, so they know. So they got rooms filled up. And if, think about it, if I can get every room filled up and everybody just pay $299, you know, that makes a difference. So I'll go for it.
Yeah.
I looked up the place that you were interested in, Tina, and it looks really nice. It looks like a nice resort, nice villa. Why not go and stay 3 nights, 4 days, and just enjoy, you know, and have fun?
Yeah, we might be able to tack on some extra stuff too, you know, and go
maybe go to the beach. Yeah.
I mean, we can find some good seafood or good food to eat, and you know, just kind of really enjoy that. You know, that'll be, and you know, I definitely got to get a rental car, because, you know, not that I don't want to Uber everywhere, and you know, I just want, you know, we can have that freedom and we can go to other places if we want. That'd be, I'm down for it. I think I'm good. It got me hyped up. I was a little sleepy, but I think I'll get ready.
Well, I'm glad you are. So you can.
Hey, some local, just some within the states, 48-hour trips or weekend trips are great.
Yes, they
are. Plan you some quick trips. Like you know, like we're going to go over to Houston this weekend because the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo is going on.
Yes.
And we have Black Heritage Night, which is Friday night. And so we're going to go over, and 50 Cent is going to be performing. Yep. And we're just going to have a good old time, go listen to some Zydeco music and a Hideout. And it's going to be a fantabulous, fantabulous, you know, and it's my birthday weekend.
And it's my birthday. So it's kind of like our birthday road trip.
Yeah.
Down to Houston from Dallas. And you know what? The other part is the Houston Rodeo. People always ask, oh, is which one's better, Houston and Dallas? Houston, and not because we natives of Houston, they got the best, because they have a livestock show and rodeo, which includes a fair. So it's just like you go into a fair. Mm-hmm. They have food, fair food, all the different, you know, fine food trucks and restaurants will be there. I mean, and it's so much to do just right there on the grounds where the rodeo is.
One thing that really made me want to go is that it's this Friday night, which is March the 1st. It's Black Heritage Night.
Yeah.
The census there. So that's the night that they're gonna have a lot of Black Heritage events going on.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what really made me want to go, and what was different than the fair that we, or the rodeo we have here.
Yeah. And I guess
it's different.
Yeah. Another part is like 50 Cent may be the artist, but like last year I heard the artist brought like everybody, you know, so 50 Cent may bring out artists he worked with.
Okay.
We don't know, because they're being very secretive about, and they're not, if y'all notice, you haven't seen anything about who's going to be with him. And I'm excited to see who is going to be. Okay. They didn't already announce who's going to be with Bun B.
Yeah. Cause last year, out of Houston local rappers and celebrities then, but think about 50 Cent, he's a new resident to Houston.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you know, he's been excited. I think last year he won like an award for his cognac, so that the cognac brand, so he actually won like best in show, some type of award last year. I mean, he's so embedded into the Houston culture, and Houston is a culture, it's a vibe, I'm telling you. So, you know, I can't wait to find out who he's going to bring, because he has so many artists, so many celebrities. He got, you know, he has a whole branded production company and mm-hmm. stuff like that. So I'm excited to see who comes on.
Yeah. I found it kind of strange that they announced, I think it's Nelly and somebody else that's going to be with Bun B, but that's going to be on next Tuesday. But
okay.
50 Cent, they're not saying who is going to be there.
I think
it's going to be a surprise. It's going to be a great Beyonce. Surprise.
Maybe Beyonce is going to come to the rodeo and sing her Texas Hold'em song.
You know what? That's what I keep wondering, because not only, you know, that it's Black heritage,
yeah.
it's also in Houston, where Beyonce is from, and you know, and she just so happened to just throw out this new country album.
Yeah.
Why not? Mm-hmm. I mean, people will go crazy.
Yeah, they will. Yeah. So we gotta be ready Friday night. We gotta be moving around. I'm also looking forward to the food. I think I always have great food, especially soupy when I go to Houston.
Yes.
So maybe Yvette went and scoped it out last weekend for us. Yvette, I'm looking for you to tell me where to get the good food.
I actually started off the rodeo off already. I went to Houston this past weekend, and I went to the barbecue cook-off.
Okay.
Hey, and it was great. It was awesome. I was in the tent, the Coors Miller Light tent.
Okay.
It was great. They had great performers. It was just awesome. So I done already kicked it off and ready to go and see what's next.
I mean,
you got to tell us where all the good food is at.
Yeah, Houston just know how to do it, because they had with this beer. What was it? What was that called? The beer. It was like a beer festival.
Was it a beer tent or?
Oh no, I was in the Miller Light. Miller Light tent.
Yeah, last week they had a whole wine thing going on.
They did.
I saw that.
So they've been like bringing all their vendors, and everybody's going out and, you know, just, you know, showing their good stuff and winning awards. And they're going to be some of the vendors that you'll see when you go, you know, to the actual rodeo, you mm-hmm. know, grounds. I'm like, I'm getting my cowboy boots. I'm going to go look for, I had an old buckle with a big T on it. I wish I still had it. You know, you remember back in
Python. And let me tell y'all. Let me tell y'all, as far as the wear, the outfits, the fashion, them people be bringing it.
Okay.
They be decked down to the nines. Okay.
I got those. A cowboy hat I'm going to wear. I'm going to wear it out Friday.
They be having cowboy, they be having chaps with the butt out. And, you know, they have boots go all the way up to the top of their thighs. And, you know.
Well, you coming out with your big T, belt buckle, so you're gonna be right in there with them.
Oh yeah, but I'm a Texan girl. I'm a Houston so I know rodeo time. I know the attire. I mean, if you go, they got, you know, rodeo stores everywhere you go.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
Western.
You want to be part of? It's kind of like anything else. You want to be a part of the crowd and you know, just kind of live it up. This is your chance to get you some cowboy.
Hey, let me tell you, the women have on these bad ass cowboy boots and dresses. That's what they're wearing.
Okay, that's
like dresses and cowboy boots.
Girl, so I haven't even thought about wearing a dress.
That's what they're wearing.
Yeah,
dresses and cowboy boots.
Okay.
Nice.
I'm gonna have to change it up a little bit. I'm gonna have to shake it up.
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know, y'all. Yeah. It's so hot though, you know, them boots, your feet be sweating.
Well, this weekend it's gonna
but
be
a but you gotta fun, think about. It's gonna be a lot of walking too.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's a lot of walking.
So comfortable boots.
So I'm not wearing high heel boots. You better make sure you got your feet and your foot powder, because I'm telling you. I'm telling you, that foot powder is gonna be your friend. I know I wear boots all the time. You come out be, you know, sitting in sweat all day. So you gotta
It's supposed to be a little cooler this weekend. So I don't know if it's gonna be as bad. It's not gonna be in the 90s.
In Houston, cooler don't mean
it's gonna be humid.
Cooler
okay.
Not hot. It's not hot.
You say you don't want any stinky feet in this Airbnb.
I wanna see everything. Because you know it has been almost 20 years that I've been rodeo, and
really?
I went. It was Mary J. Blige, and No More Drama, and now long time ago. And I've seen a few, I've gone to, you know, rodeo year after year, but I mean, the last time I've actually been, it's been about 20 years.
Oh, and wow. I'm a newbie, so this will be my first time going. So I'm really excited. Like I said, I've got my cowboy hat and I'm ready to go.
I'm ready.
Okay. Okay, ladies, let's go.
I'm trying. I told you I was over here trying out what I'm gonna bring, what I'm there. Look, you know, I'm coming with it.
All right. Ladies, I think we gave our listeners some good things to some deals. Tina's gonna run out to the airport tonight and get us a cheap ticket to go to Florida. And we're also going to the rodeo to celebrate Yvette's birthday on Black Heritage Night and just having a good time.
Ed already started the party, so Jeanette, we gotta catch up.
We do.
Yeah.
Anything else, okay, ladies?
That's it.
Well, I'm Jeanette.
And I'm Yvette.
And I'm Tina, and we are the Jet Setting Divas. Living my life
like it's golden. Tune in next Thursday when the Jet Setting Divas will tell you about another fun destination spot that you'll want to visit. For more on their excursions, log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
My grandmother was very often the only Black person in the room, very often the only woman in the room.
There are some men who still consider us little girls and ladies.
I didn't recognize how pioneering her activism was.
Young Black millennials for years have been asking me, why do you stay in the struggle? Why do you have hope?
People say we're made up. Tall tales. Myths. Think what you want about us, but we can all be certain of this. Recycling is real, and it works. But what happens to your recycling once it leaves your home? Recycled glass is sorted in St. Paul. Then the clear glass is made into bottles for drinks, pickles, salad dressing, and more in Shakopee. At other facilities, plastic bottles get made into new plastic bottles. Recycling exists. Learn the real story behind recycling.
Are you a woman known as a good listener? Do you have skills in de-escalating situations? Are you what they call a people person? Then the Minneapolis Police Department would like to meet you. Now in a rebuilding phase, the Minneapolis Police Department is recruiting more women to wear the badge. The department offers career options for women with a high school diploma or GED. There are also opportunities for women with 2 and 4 year degrees who are ready to apply their skills in new ways. Police work makes a great second career for social workers, teachers, nurses. Women in their 30s and 40s are welcome to apply. There's no age cap. You'll be paid while you train and mentored by veteran women officers invested in your success. Minneapolis also welcomes current police officers to join the state's largest department. Make a difference on the streets, working in your community, in a career with competitive salaries and generous benefits. Go to MinneapolisMN.gov and search police jobs to find out more.
It's not just another day in your life. Things are changing for the better. At Comcast, we see those changes and we're thinking about how we use technology today to live, work, learn, and play. And we're building for the future now, so we're better prepared for the wants and needs of tomorrow. That's why Comcast is rolling out multi-gig internet speeds to more than 50 million homes and businesses before the end of 2025, making our already industry-leading network even faster, smarter, greener, and more reliable. Over the decades, Comcast has been your partner, working hard to serve your community, and will continue to be your partner. We're expanding our gigabits so you can enjoy the tiny bits that matter most.
If you're planning to spend time with someone who is older or at higher risk for COVID-19, consider wearing a mask during your visit and taking a self-test first. It's possible to spread the virus to others starting a couple days before you have any symptoms, or even if you never show any symptoms. People at higher risk include those over the age of 50, people with weakened immune systems, or those with chronic medical conditions like heart, lung, or kidney disease. People who were pregnant or were recently pregnant are also at higher risk.
Unleash the power of smile for your team. Delta Dental of Minnesota offers coverage to fit your unique small business, leading to a better benefit package and a happier team. Visit deltadentalmn.org/small business.
You know Shaletta makes you laugh, but did you know Shaletta Brundage can also make you think and boost your business? Media personality, activist, and comedian Shaletta Brundage founded Shaletta Makes Me Laugh to celebrate and share the best of Black culture. It's a podcasting platform. You can download 10 weekly podcasts hosted by African-American subject experts at ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com is also a production house creating broadcast-quality commercial content. And Shaletta and her team of storytellers create powerful promotional campaigns to get businesses the brand awareness they're looking for. Some of Minnesota's top businesses trust Shaletta, and you can too. Get out the word about your events and products and get in front of communities of color with ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com. She's got the power to help your business.
If you're looking for business advice, everyone's got an opinion, an angle, a surefire five-step plan. But if you want to know whether any of it actually makes sense for your business, who do you turn to? Work with a banker who understands your business goals and how a strong banking relationship can help you achieve them. Work with Bremer Bank, because understanding is everything. Put us to work for you today at bremer.com.